From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Pentagon sources have confirmed that Robert Gates will stay on as defense secretary for at least another year. Secretary Gates, a Republican appointee of President George W. Bush, stayed in his position during the transition to the Obama administration, and he has served in that role over the first year of his term. Joining me now is NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Tom, what have you learned tonight about how Secretary Gates' tenure will continue?
Well, a Pentagon source tells me that Gates told his staff several weeks ago that he would be staying on at least until January 2011. And he said he told the president just prior to the staff meeting that he would be staying on.
And did he give reasons for wanting to stay on in this role?
Well, he didn't give any reasons at this particular staff meeting, but he has told his staff over the past few months that, you know, he's really interested in keeping up these reform efforts at the Pentagon, making sure the right weapon systems are built for the right price and in a timely manner. And also, they're increasing the size of the Army and the Marine Corps. He wants to make sure they have the right training, such as counterinsurgency training for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the other thing he's talked about a lot with his staff is he wants to make sure that the returning soldiers and Marines and other service members from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are treated well, that they have the right medical care if they need it, especially those, of course, who are wounded.
How would you describe the relationship between Secretary Gates and President Obama?
It's become a lot stronger over the past year. And one of the things that made it stronger was a decision not to build any more F-22s. Now, that's the most expensive and stealthiest of the Air Force warplanes. And Congress is pressing the administration to build more of these aircraft. Gates said, we don't need any more. And went to the president and told him that. And the president backed him up. And I think that was a real big thing in their relationship and building a strong relationship. Gates, of course, is a Republican, served under George W. Bush, was very close to George H.W. Bush, was CIA director, of course. And this really firmed up a relationship with this new Democratic president. And, of course, the other thing was the war in Afghanistan. It was Gates who was key in making sure that General Stanley McChrystal, the top commander there, got enough troops that he needed in Afghanistan. And Gates really brokered that 30,000 troop figure that they eventually decided on.
And given that escalation of troops into Afghanistan, what does having Secretary Gates stay on as head of the Pentagon mean for the ongoing U.S. effort there? What are his goals?
Well, I think his goals are try to pull out troops in the next 2 years by July 2011. That's what the president has stated as a goal. Gates, of course, is behind that. And also, General Stanley McChrystal, the commander in Afghanistan, was a top Pentagon official under Gates. And McChrystal's deputy, Lieutenant General David Rodriguez, was Gates's military advisor. So Gates is on board with their strategy for the war in Afghanistan, making the people of Afghanistan, it's a counterinsurgency, making sure that they are secure, that they are the prize here, the making sure that they are safe and secure. So you would look to see him supporting General McChrystal, I think, in the coming year at least, and then making sure that, you know, eventually troops can start pulling out. And also he's keen on making sure that the Afghan forces are trained well enough so they can start taking over the security job from the United States forces. And that would, of course, allow more U.S. troops to come out.
That's NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman with the news tonight that Defense Secretary Robert Gates will stay on at the Pentagon for at least another year. Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.